George?
Yes, sir.
Hey, George, you were in the Navy.
Yes, 9 years.
Really? I was down in Fallon.
However, never saw action. I make a point of telling people that because our men and women who are risking their lives are, truly, I never had to do that.
Well, I did a few aircraft carriers, and anyway, I don't want to go too far into that. Fallon, Nevada, I got two things I want to tell you, and I've been dying to call you. I've been listening since Art was on the show, and I've got two things I got to tell you, and I got to be quick.
Okay, sir.
Okay, first of all, started off, I'm driving over to the commissary. This base has got, like, the Air Force and the Navy. The Navy's the new side. The Air Force was, like, in the 40s and 50s, but the store's still over there. And so I'm driving over to that side, and there's a guy with, a flat tire or something, and I pick him up. And I drive him over to this trailer that's over in this old kind of abandoned part of this Air Force base. Antennas on this thing. This trailer's like, it just looks like a regular trailer, except for there's like these huge antennas. And I drop him off there. I said, "What's this?" And he wouldn't say anything. And so I kept looking at, I kept going to the store and looking over at this trailer, and I'd see vehicles parked there. Well, then they end up putting me in the military police. And I'm at the front gate. And I stopped this guy in a car, and he has no driver's license. I stopped him because he had no plates. He had no registration.
And he wants on the base?
Exactly. And he flashes this badge at me and tells me to get my supervisor. And so I said, okay, not a problem. It was a government badge. It was like a federal badge.
Did it look legitimate to you?
Oh, definitely looked legitimate.
All right.
And so I get my supervisor. Next thing I know, I've got my officer out there, and they're chumming. They drive back to the office. I get off my watch. Sure enough, they're in his office having coffee and everything, right?
Weird. They knew each other.
His car is parked out at that trailer.
What was going on at that trailer?
Well, then, get this. Well, then something happened, and I had to take a message over to this trailer. It was some emergency thing. I had made watch commander. And I had to take this message over to the trailer. And it was evening time. I knock on the door. They open it up. I've never seen so much blue screen since I was on an aircraft carrier in Combat Information Center.
What do you think they were monitoring? Or what do you think
Reno?
They were doing? Reno.
Reno. All the antennas were pointed towards Reno. And we sat above Reno because Reno sits down in the valley.
Yeah, what do you think was there?
Couldn't tell you. Now, get this, George. I'm working military police. It's night shift. 30 miles east of the base, we got this bombing range with all kinds of high-tech electronics.
Sure.
Stuff. And we've got military police, two guys that have to go out there and patrol, and they have to run around all these different little sites and make around, and the other guy stays at the base station, right? All kinds of electronic gear at this base station, but it's all down. I think it was Ford Aerospace had this stuff, right? And every day I have to send two guys. Every night I send two guys. And then in the morning they get relieved by the day shift.
Okay, 24-7, right?
Okay. Right, exactly. Yeah. Right? So I'm standing there. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, Sunday. No flying. We're dead. The base is dead. We get this phone call from a lady who's the front gate watch down at Hawthorne, that little Army weapon storage area. She wants to know if we're flying. I said, no, we're not flying. Why? She says, I'm sitting here looking at Walker Lake with two craft that are hovering. Each one of them's the size of a football field, and they're in tandem. I said, oh, my God, you're kidding. She goes, no, I'm sitting here looking at them. I go, what do they sound like? She goes, I can't hear anything, but there's lights flashing. And I'm sitting here watching them, and they're hovering about 50 feet off the lake. I'm like, oh, my God, you're kidding, right? Next thing I know, I get disconnected with her. And my dispatcher, we're both listening to the call, he's just, like, staring at me, and I'm, like, going, don't make any entries yet. Right now, we don't, right? So next thing I know, I get a phone call from some friggin' county, the sheriff, deputy sheriff of someplace down there. And he's like, are you guys flying anything? I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
Right? And I go, why? He goes, I'm watching this thing flying. And I go, well, maybe it's from the Air Force. He goes, son, I did 23 years in the Air Force. I know this isn't any Air Force thing. I was like, well, I can't explain it to you, sir. Right?
Why don't they ever take pictures?
Get this. Maybe 2 minutes later, the guy that's at that thing out at the weapons thing, out at the bombing range, the one guy's on the PICMA, the guy calls me up and he's going, I don't know what's going on out here. All the whole place lit up. He said every light, every alarm, everything lit up for about 15 seconds and then shut down, and every alarm was going off when he called. I mean, there was alarms, just all kinds of stuff. He goes, I don't know what happened here. And I'm like going, I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, my God. The things they saw, but we got to get pictures.